Hi there. The word for you today is be led by God, not others. Romans 8 verse 14, we read, led by the Spirit of God. You know, life is like a maze. It's easy to get lost. Pressure comes at us from every direction to keep other people happy. Indeed, we study the most important people in our lives, kind of trying to decide what they want from us and how to give it to them, and in the process of all this, what happens is we lose ourselves. So you need to stop and ask, who am I living for? Why am I doing the things I do? Paul writes Romans 12 verse 6, having gifts that differ, let us use them. What has God called and equipped you to do? Those who succeed at being themselves don't allow others to control them because, as Paul said, they are led by God. And I quote, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Look, don't be upset because people place demands on you. That's natural. But hey, it's your life. Take charge of it. The pressures you feel right now may not really be coming from others at all. They may just be coming from your own people-pleasing instincts. Yes, there are times when we all do things we'd rather not do. We do them because we love others, and in so doing, we show the fruit of the Spirit. But that's different from being controlled by your own insecurities or the endless demands of others. When you try to become everything to everybody, what happens is you get lost in the process. Plus, when you live for people's approval, you risk forfeiting God's. It's time you started praying. Remember the words of Paul on the Damascus Road, Acts 9 and 6, Lord, what will you have me to do? That's what counts. Once he reveals it to you, commit yourself to it fully, regardless of who does or who doesn't agree.